give it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday.
It is Monday, and what a great day of the week. It's fresh. It's new. We're starting over. Whatever you did last week, hopefully, you know, maybe a few people can forget, but no, I'm just kidding. How can we get in trouble? We're all staying at home, or, you know, those who are out working or working. You're either working or you're staying at home. It's not like we're going out and having any fun. Unless you're throwing around the ball with the dogs in the backyard. I consider that fun. How you doing? It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I truly want to know that. How are you doing? How are you coping? How are you getting through this? What are you doing for fun? What are you doing to take your mind off of things? I'm going to try and steer your mind into some different directions because you have the opportunity right now to see really how the world works with this pandemic going on. With the issues that we face, how your legislators lead the country, not only with plunging us into debt for the future, but what they're also doing in the meantime. Because as you may have heard, you know, the Democrats, they're still working. And they are working to push all kinds of things through without you knowing. And that includes a horrendous, horrendous gun grab bill. It's just, it's shocking how far they are willing to go. If you want to look this up for yourself, it's HR 5717. This is going on now. This is not something to, you know, worry about after the election. This is something that is already in Congress. It's already got, oh my gosh, what, 40 representatives that have signed onto it? All Democrats, of course. It's called the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act of 2020. Doesn't that just hit an emotional chord for you? It's the Community Safety Act of 2020. You know, I don't understand why, if this is so hard, why doesn't Congress just, you know, say the White House is a gun-free zone? And put it at that, just, you know, their offices are gun-free zones. That, I guess, is supposed to help. Let's get some answers to my questions that I throw out there, like, how you doing? 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Oz first thing this morning. Oz, are you self-isolating?
Oh, I'm still working. But I do self-isolate on the weekend. I went up and looked at the petroglyphs this weekend, up in Story County, took the side-by-side out, and it was amazing.
I'm simply so amazing. Jealous. Oh, my gosh. I have always wanted to go see those. And, you know, it's like, what are we supposed to self-isolate in home, or can we self-isolate and just keep that social distancing from people and go out and enjoy the great beauty that we have here in Northern Nevada?
Oh, it's fantastic. I did some wonderful hiking out there, and just, it's just beautiful looking at all the landscape, and just the carvings were amazing.
Boy, I hope you got some good pictures while you were out there.
Yes, I did. You'll see them on my Facebook and Twitter page. Yes, it was fantastic.
Oh, great. I'm definitely going to go check those out. Well, Oz, while you're working, you say, can I ask what you do?
Yeah, I'm a tool and die maker.
I'm sorry, you said that too fast. What?
A tool and die maker.
Oh, very cool. Do you work at home or do you have a business that you do?
No, I work in a machine shop.
In a machine shop. Oh, very cool.
Yes. That's, yep.
Well, I'm glad that you are still considered an essential business and you keep working away and stay safe.
Will do. You have a great day.
You too, Oz. Thanks for calling. All right, let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Scott. Hi, Scott. How are you doing on this beautiful Monday?
I'm good. I'm actually talking to Monica J. then, huh?
Yes, you are talking to Monica.
Yeah, you have a great idea. It's really affected me and a number of friends to recall Governor Sisolak. And my question is, how do we go about doing that?
Okay, right.
Recalling the governor.
Right now, Scott, it's in a process where you can't sign any petitions right now. And that is only because the rules of how they do this. So right now, there is a very large batch of petitions headed to the secretary or to the clerk's offices in every single county. So every signature that we've collected up until this point, they start this pre-verification process. And so people are being contacted and asked, you know, were you coerced in any way to sign this petition? You signed it of your own free will. Did you vote in the 2018? They're doing this pre-verification. And then as soon as that is in process and they do so many, I think it's 10% of the ones that we already have collected, we get the official count. And then on April 1st, we start back up headed towards our 275,000 signatures. So we'll get the official count on April 1st. Hopefully people won't think it's a April Fool's joke, but we'll get some official numbers and we start the signing process again. So do not, if you find somebody with a petition or something, do not sign it, because we've gotten the word out to all of our official people that if you sign a petition right now, say today, you've nullified the process. So we have to be very careful.
Now, when you say recall the governor, does that mean like impeach him, or how do you, remove him from office? Or
no, a recall process is we want to do this all over again, because we don't have faith in him. It's like a vote of no confidence. And so if we get the numbers that we need of signatures, then he will be officially recalled. And then we will have a special election. You know, he can, first off, before we have a special election, he can fight it. He can say, nope, not going to do this. I don't believe the signatures. And then they can go into this whole signature process. But then if he's understanding that we are not happy with him as a governor, then we go into a special election. And once again, you will have an array of people to choose from. He will probably run again, but then anybody else can run. You know, we choose somebody for the Republicans. I'm not quite sure if a independent or anybody else can get in there. I don't know the full specifics, but that's what we do. We have basically another special election. And hopefully person wins.
Yeah, that clarifies it. Because he's I've just heard so many many bad things about him that I think we just need to get him out of the governorship and get somebody else in there that's going to do right by the people of Nevada.
Yeah, I mean, look at the medications that he's thrown up bans on, that he's talked about banning, the essential and non-essential businesses. I mean, no offense to the people who are out there still trying to make money, but how did all of a sudden he decide that car dealerships are essential businesses? I don't know about you, but I don't want to think about buying a car right now and doing a test drive or being with somebody who may be a carrier. It just seems strange to me, Scott.
Yeah. I'm a taxi driver. I've been a taxi driver in Reno and Sparks for almost 22 years. So I'm, I guess I'm considered an essential business because I'm still working. So,
well, people have to, you know, if they don't have a car or something on their own, somebody's got to be able to take people to the bank or to get food. You know, so you are essential.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you shed a lot of light. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate your call. All right, let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Nora this morning. Hi, Nora. How are you doing on this fine Monday?
Hey, Monica. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. I got a lot of things to tell people that they're going to be pretty shocked about today.
I tell you what, there's not too many things that shock me anymore, and they don't surprise me. It's just like, oh, I knew that was coming. But, you know, I'm glad that you answered that question for that gentleman just now, because I was in confusion of the same thing. So that clarified another thing. I love an open mind. But anyway, also what I'm doing is, you know, people that say they're bored and they have nothing to do when they're sitting home, it's amazing the things that you can clean that you wouldn't think about that. I had a house cleaning business, so I'm thinking I'm cleaning, and I cook meals, and I share them with the elderly and stuff, and I put them in a bag and hang it on the door, call them, let them know that there's something there, chicken parmesan or whatever. But it's just there's a lot of things you can do in your home to keep yourself busy. Plus, I have a radio on in both the kitchen and the bedroom, so
let me ask you to hear everything and learn. Let me ask you this question, Nora, as a professional cleaner. What is the one thing that you think people don't clean that they should, that just really could carry a virus or germs that we just don't think about anymore? Because we, you know, we do our countertops and we do the toilet and that's, you know, door handles.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised how much they do the door handles, but they don't do around the door handles. Do you know how many people go and shut a door? They open it with a handle, but they shut it with their hand on the door. Places like that, believe it or not, it builds up on your stove, hitting your stove every single day on the outside, the handles you pull on your stove, you know. And it's like when kids are playing and they're touching windowsills and stuff, believe it or not, all these things are little traps. And kids, you know, they carry everything around, and they hug their parents when they come home. And me, when I go out to the grocery store, I'm in and out. But I wear gloves, never take them off, and I get the things. When I get them home, I clean the outside because I wash with bleach and my water on everything. Mm. Always have. And I wipe down every package, you know, and it has bleach water in it. And it's the same as the Clorox wipers. It only cost me $1 for a gallon of bleach at the Dollar Tree.
I know. People get so panicked. You know, you have to have the wipes that are so convenient. We're too reliant on convenience, Nora. That's what it is. But thank you.
Yeah.
I found Lysol wipes
at the Dollar Tree, and I keep them in my car. And in the event I need them to wipe down anything, you know, that I may, you know, need to take my gloves off. So there's a lot of places, but most people are just, I hate to say it, but a lot of people are lazy. But there's one other thing I want to make a point on is that I've been thinking about listening to the people who complain about work and, you know, they're tired. Well, imagine the people that are not working right now and would love to take your job there, because it's not only the work and the paycheck, it's dealing with people and not being enclosed. So they might want to be a little more grateful that they got a job and people around, even though they have to keep a distance. be grateful for what you have. It's a gift from God.
We're social animals.
Thank you, Monica.
We need that contact.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nora. I appreciate the call. And that's actually how I close my door. I close it by the handle first, and then I push it, you know, with my hands on the door itself to make sure everything's clicked and locked in place. So guess what I'm going to be cleaning today? It's the Monica J Show, clean and sanitized for your protection. We'll be back after this with some, going-ons from China. Very interesting how they're trying to trap us on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car.
Just keep
so
counting. The days just keep counting on. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Monday. We got a little bit of overcast and haze, but boy, was that fun yesterday. Got a little bit of rain, got a little bit of sunshine, so hopefully made everybody happy. But boy, when that sunshine pops out, you need to pop out into it. Put some sunshine, some vitamin D, get it built up in your system. Just because you are self-isolating does not mean that you just stay in bed and cower all day or stay inside the house. Just stay away from other people. That doesn't mean that you can't go out and enjoy the great outdoors. As Oz said earlier, go out and check out the things that you've never been able to enjoy here. Take a hike. I hope I said that in a way that, you know, not take a hike. Take a hike in our beautiful backcountry. Just make sure that you're staying safe and you still follow all of the safety precautions. You let people know where you are. You have your cell phone charged. Be ready for the weather because, like I just said, we had rain, we had sunshine. You never know what's going to happen here in Northern Nevada. But I have a feeling I know what's going to happen here in this country when we fall prey to China's duplicity, communist China's duplicity. Do you remember at the beginning of our housing bubble when people were coming in after we were starting to see some recovery, prices had dropped down to, well, it's like maybe I can actually afford to buy a house now. And people were coming in from foreign countries with cash and buying up those properties and even outbidding people on those properties. Come on, tell me you remember that. Tell me that you don't see the same thing happening when we start to recover from all of this shutdown. China plans to buy out troubled companies and infrastructure here in this country. Do not fall prey to that. Do the small business loans. Do whatever our government is doing to help. Participate. Do not let. And if somebody comes in and they want to purchase your company, purchase out your debt, find out who the actual buyer is. Because it's amazing how even just the development in Northern Nevada, our developers are underwritten by China. These are easy things to find out. Search engines are there for a reason. You just have to follow the chains. Remember, China and the Communist Party's leaders there, they were the ones that said they were going to hold back critical exports. They were going to halt pharmaceutical exports to America if we didn't start playing better ball on these deals we're trying to work with them. You have to pay attention to what's going on behind the scenes. This country is tolerant and passive. We're accommodating. And there are still people out there that are just looking for the money, just to make themselves money. We don't need China's money. We can get this country back on track after this Black Swan event, which I'll explain that to you with the professionals after 11 today. So stick around. If you've had anything happen to your 401k, you're worried about the market, you're worried about a financial future, we've got an expert joining us at 11:05. We've got a gun bill that the House is putting through. H.R. 5717. There are all kinds of things still in the works that you need to be watching. Because not only are we trying to just keep everybody afloat, but there are also those who just don't feel comfortable with the power they already have, and so they want more. Please, sir, can I have some more? It's the Monica Jay Show with a Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Whatever you want to talk about today. Concerns, questions. I'm always here for you. And you only. 884-9910. Yesterday's poll question, actually Friday's poll question, could have been yesterday, all the days just kind of roll into each other now. Friday's poll question, should short-term rentals be considered essential businesses per Governor Sisolak? 51% said yes. 49% said no. Here's today's poll question. With the volatility of the stock market in recent weeks, are you worried about having money for your retirement? Yes, no, or other. Remember that other is where you can put in your own comment. With the volatility of the stock market in recent weeks, are you worried about having money for your retirement? Now let's go back to this short-term rentals being considered essential businesses per Governor Sisolak. He says that they are. So much so that California is pushing media ads in, a lot of them San Francisco, head to the mountains where it's safe. Well, other communities are concerned about that because you only have so many resources. Do you want people from highly infected California coming into Nevada and staying at the Airbnbs or the beautiful rentals that are around Lake Tahoe? Well, if you're in California, it's a whole different question and a whole different answer. I'll get to that in just a second. This comes from Chad On Friday last week, I heard something about vacation rentals at Lake Tahoe still being open for business. Can you please confirm where you heard that from? It's close to impossible to find the governor's decree anywhere, but it does appear that hotels and lodging facilities can operate for essential travel. So, Chad, this is the interesting thing and the very, very disappointing thing. I went to the COVID-19 coronavirus site, and if you don't know about it, all you have to do is go to Nevada, that's nvhealthresponse.nv.gov. Now, in there, you can find all the news and the resources, but wow, I went into governor directives and declarations, and the BS. I pulled up one of the declarations, the Declaration of Emergency Directive 008. They have this on the website where you and I are supposed to go to find the information that we need. Whereas on March 12th, blah, 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 I, Steve Sisolak, Governor, blah, 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 blah. Whereas on March 13th, blah, 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 President Trump, blah, 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 blah. Whereas the World Health Organization, WHO, blah, 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 blah. Whereas of March 29th, blah, 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 blah. Whereas close proximity to, I am serious. This is written out as one of those declarations with all the fancy scroll work and all the fancy, you can't understand any of it. They just can't write normally for people. Unbelievable. So I have to go to my press releases from just California that put it out there for people. This is from the city of South Lake Tahoe. Okay. Remember, South Lake Tahoe is California. It's that borderline there where you see literally all the big casinos and the high skyline, and then it just kind of drops off and it's all single level. That's, you can always tell where California begins and ends. They don't have all that whereas and wherefores and BS in their proclamations that they put out. So the city of South Lake Tahoe issued an emergency order this morning giving the city power to issue administrative citations for people violating Governor Newsom's stay-at-home order. Says we're taking this crisis seriously, and it's important that those who don't know there can be consequences to ignoring the governor's orders. This is about keeping the community safe. So this emergency order authorizes citations and fines or businesses to any person or businesses violating the stay-at-home order. Now, for them, categories of essential and non-essential businesses, that includes any type of rentals. They want to keep everybody safe. So they are establishing that if you have a rental business, you know, you've got all those cabins and everything on the lake. No. You shut down. You are not an essential business. But just across that line, it's okay in Nevada. Because Governor Sisolak says it's okay. That order was clarified by the El Dorado County Directive to Shelter in Place and El Dorado County Directive issued March 24th regarding the use of lodging facilities. So if you are a lodging facility and you don't want to be fined, it's like $1,000 per day. Then you shut down. I like this little adding in here, too. You should not be expecting a warning. City Council has asked for strict enforcement on this order, so people should not expect a warning before receiving a citation. You just get fined. So California is holding people accountable as well. Interesting. California holds people accountable when they can pay fines, when they have the money. They don't hold people accountable if you're sleeping on the streets spreading typhus and tuberculosis. Strange. Says a lot about California, though. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Mel this morning. Wants to talk about essential lodging. Hi, Mel.
Hi there. Hey, you know, I picked up a lot of people, and they're wondering about this motel thing. Are they liable for the rent, or is that still part of the deal, or can they be evicted? Yeah, I've been asked that question all day.
You know, that I can't answer, because all of these regulations that they're putting out, especially since we've got a border with California there, everybody's going different. And the fact that in Nevada, it's considered an essential business. So there, our side is still open. California is a non-essential. So, I mean, I would assume if you are supposed to be shut down as a business and they can fine you, if you have those little rentals, yeah, you need to send people home or send them someplace else, like over the California-Nevada line. So, I mean, Mel, I can't give you a straight up answer on that, because these guys aren't putting these things into specific orders that are easily explainable. You know, it's the whole thing when Governor Sisolaking put in the directive that you can't prescribe or give patients the chloroquine or the hydroxychloroquine. You know, they put it into wording.
They could be evicted if they miss the rent, right?
Oh, the rent? No, you're not supposed to be able to be evicted. But somebody just sent me an email that said that only applies to Las Vegas. Well, they can't put out regulations like that. If you miss your rent because of unemployment, I believe everybody is protected. He can't just say people in Las Vegas. That's ridiculous. And if he did do that, then that's just one more reason for him to be recalled. This is an entire state. This is not North versus South. But in his mind, I can see how he would do that. So, Mel, I will start looking into that, because I have gotten an email on that as well. So I will find out specifically for renters and people who are paying mortgages, because that is something that was put down from the president as well. But I know there's a directive, and if you want to find out more, again, NV, don't spell out Nevada, NV, healthresponse.nv.gov. That's where they have all of the proclamations and everything like that. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on The Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. What do you want to talk about? 884-9910. What I want to talk about is you watching what people are doing, listening to what people are doing. Just because we are in this stay at home, this whole they had to come up with a hashtag together alone or whatever it is, that's annoying when people work on the marketing part of it before, you know, just really getting the word out to the people to be safe. Gun control being pushed right now. HR 5717. Just because all of this is going on, businesses being affected, unemployment skyrocketing, people striking in the midst of a pandemic. Just crazy. No wonder my Amazon order didn't come. It just really is crazy. But you have to know who's driving all of this. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Barney Wadley this morning. I hear that a number of petitions have been delivered to county clerk's offices. Barney Yay! Wadley with the Recall Sisolak campaign. What's going on?
Good morning, Monica. We are having a great day today. We have all of our representatives in 16 of the 17 counties handing in their petitions to the appropriate county clerks today. And so far, I've got reports back from quite a few of them that they have turned in their petitions. They have been date and time stamped, and even the copies have been stamped. So it's a good day.
Now, for people who don't know the process, Barney, kind of walk it through for us, because this is just kind of a mid stopping point. We're nowhere near from being done.
Oh, no, absolutely not. The way it operates is we collect signatures for 45 days. That's the midday in our 90-day collection effort. At 45 days, we are required by the Secretary of State to turn in all petitions with signatures on them. They have to be notarized and be turned in by the county leads. At day 46, we start our next 45 days of petition drive. So if anyone in the listening audience has not signed the petition, they have another 45 days to be able to do that.
And we will make sure that everybody knows those locations that you can sign April 1st. So we start collecting signatures again April 1st, and you can go to fightfornevada.com. Now, Barney, what about the process after the... I had a call this morning trying to explain to somebody what happens in the process. Because you have censure, you have recall, you have impeachment, you have removal, and people are confusing all the different terms, because Governor Sisolak can actually appeal this and fight back before we have a recall election, correct?
That is correct, yes. In Nevada, by our statutes, the only way we can remove a governor from office is by recall. Right now, I would like to really quickly tell all of the listening audience, we only have one organization, and that is Fight for Nevada, that has a legal recall going at this time. You have to sign in person, and you cannot do it online. You cannot do it on an iPad. You cannot do it anywhere else other than in person with a representative of Fight for Nevada.
And we all have badges that we wear.
Yes. Well, 99.9% of us do. There's still a few of us that haven't got their badges yet, but they're on the way.
All right. And I've only got a couple more seconds, Barney. What's up?
Okay. We start again in a lot of the counties on the 31st, which is tomorrow. So keep that in mind. Look at the Fight for Nevada .com page and click on petition locations for a location near you.
All right, perfect. Barney, we will see this through to the very end. This has never been done before. So be patient. This has never been done before in Nevada. It's even a learning curve for the Secretary of State's office since Sisolak changed the recall process. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1.